Lord Jesus, thank you for the saintly soul you've brought before us to consider. I think we all feel conviction and see ourselves as having fallen way far short. Please help us not to recoil or condemn ourselves, but to acknowledge that there's room for improvement in denying ourselves, picking up our crosses and following you. Amen. Well, today was one of those days when every time you turn around, something falls apart. My doctor and I parted ways. My car broke down when I went over a curb that I didn't see. And Ezekiel had a rough day, really some terrible nightmares that when he woke up threw him into a panic. They were just awful. And I have to remember that he has fibromyalgia as well, and yet he has nothing for pain. And the hardest thing for me was when he listened to the message about Kiara. He cried and cried and cried. So when I came into prayer tonight, I was spent, absolutely empty, and I cried a great deal with him and for him. As I listened to and entered into worship, I thought I saw Kiara in the spirit holding my right hand with Jesus beside her. So I said, "Is Jesus your Lord?" She replied, "Jesus is my Lord, my God, and my all." Now, guys, in my experience, I have never heard a demon make that confession. They have always categorically stomped off indignantly, saying in an ugly voice, "No, Jesus is not my Lord." So that was a pretty good indicator to me that something unusual was going on. Anyway, I decided I'll listen very cautiously, and believe you me, I'm going to check this out with the early church fathers. I want to see exactly how this all fit in with the early church. And she did begin to speak to me, and she said, "Do not beat yourself up, Mother. There is so much that is yet a mystery to you, but I encourage you to embrace His will with all your heart and be convinced of His faithfulness, for much glory will come from this healing. In no way would heaven mislead you in these most difficult hours and lead others astray. What He has told you, what He has said, shall surely come to pass. You must be strong and faithfully believe in His promises to you. As you have often said today, not all are called to die at 18 or even 22, as many of the saints have. You have not been called to die at all, not because of fear, but for the purposes of God, as startling and unusual as they are. Your only call is death to self, and believe me, that's a big one, especially in your case. But do not be concerned. It is a long journey with many baby steps, and you are progressing. There are times that seem like a setback to you, but that is only an illusion. There are times of reconsideration, so you may step back and see how far you have come. Then move forward with more energy and resolve that you're going to make it, because He lives in you and is with you in every possible way." Just as an aside here, you know, as she was saying that, I was wondering, how does she know all these things? And then I realized in heaven, everything is plain and clear to everyone else. They look at you and they already know everything about you. It's instantaneous because Holy Spirit permeates everything, and there's no flesh to get in the way, and there's no demons to deceive you. She continued, "I was asked to visit you both because you were suffering much as I did, and you have brought glory to the Lord Jesus by sharing my testimony, and for that I thank you greatly. There are so many young people, Mother, who haven't a clue as to how to live a holy life. They look at the saints of old and say, 'That was then, but now are modern times.' It's not the same. I beg to differ with you, young ones. It is quite the same. Suffering and long-suffering are still very big factors in the lives of modern men. and for that reason I was chosen to live and die a white martyr, testifying to the power of Jesus to transform souls until there is nothing in the world left for them, and they are pleased to ascend into his arms, leaving everything of the world behind. It was very, very hard for my mother and father. They were quite beside themselves that now their only child, whom they prayed and waited for, was to be taken from them. This was unbearable pain to them until the Lord's love stepped in and embraced them, making them saints as well. As you have often observed, Mary made the sacrifice of her son for us, and that too is excruciating. I want to encourage you to remain faithful to his promises to both of you, for he will surely do as he has said he will do. I love your channel, and I will surely send souls to you who need to confront their fears and misunderstandings about who Jesus really is to them. Goodbye for now, but I am only a thought away, and I support you with my prayers to the Father. Everything will be okay. The darkest hours are just before dawn, and dawn is coming. I was kind of left speechless at that point, and I just said, thank you. You are very welcome, she replied. And I said, Lord, are you here? He quipped. And where else would I be? Aren't you in need? Didn't you just receive me in communion? Don't I shelter you in the shadow of my wings? Always? Wow, that's saying a great deal. Yes, you do. Thank you. What am I to think of this encounter, Lord? It is no different than what you encountered in heaven with Saint Ida, Moses, and others. Her presence in the cloud and her attentiveness to your circumstance are a gift from me. On earth, so many feel all alone, even though I have given my word, and it is written, there is a cloud of witnesses cheering you on, and even lifting you to my Father for success in your missions. And I am blessed, Claire, that you have had the courage to be utterly honest with our family of heart dwellers, knowing full well you will be persecuted and falsely accused because of these encounters. The truth is, there are many ministers of God who have dreams and interactions with those in heaven, but they don't dare to say this is authentic, right, and normal by my standards. They know they would be rejected by those who have little discernment and cling to religious customs before truth. But no matter, you have been faithful, and I am pleased, despite your fondness for caramel frappuccinos. Really, lay down the guilt and be at ease. Stop beating yourself. You are coping, and sometimes when souls cope, they reach for their baby bottle or their thumb and just comfort themselves. And by the way, your caramel is some of the best I've ever tasted. He smiled. My husband says it's too bitter. I don't make it very often. But if the Lord likes it, well, great. I smiled. He lifted my chin and said, see there, I made you laugh. I see those wounds and the stress you're dealing with, and I want you to be comforted without guilt. My heart-dwelling brides, humble yourselves before my mighty hand, and I will show you great things you never dreamed possible. You have been stolen from, under the guise of protecting truth, when in reality truth has been exchanged for men's spurious conclusions, fears, and trending doctrines. The flock you will get from others, if you embrace what I am teaching you here, will be the more intense, the more threatening it is to current thought and doctrine in the modern church. You are not to base your lives on healthy tradition alone, but also on scriptures. And there are still many, many dots you have not connected to reveal the truth of what is indeed happening around you. At that point, I remembered that Ezekiel had had an encounter earlier today, and I said, Lord, did you allow her to visit Ezekiel earlier today? Jesus answered me, no, I did not allow it. I sent her to him to comfort him in his concerns for protecting you from what he has been feeling on a bad day. I sent her to encourage and share with him some of the same things she suffered so he wouldn't feel so alone. After he said that, I broke in and said, Ezekiel has been recovering from weakness because he didn't have an appetite, and all of you have been praying have changed that. Anyway, he said the enemy had been messing with his head, threatening, you're going to hell. You're not serving anyone but yourself. You're deceived. You belong to me, being Satan saying that. Worship me and I will heal you, etc., etc. And they were tormenting him with these things. In addition to all of that, when he saw the video about her, he couldn't stop crying and crying and crying. And of course, that causes gut pain to fire off. Well, after several hours of this, he was worn to a frazzle, and he saw Kiara in the spirit smiling at him. He immediately suspected a familiar spirit, so he said deliverance prayers. When she didn't leave, he asked her to pray the Our Father with him. He especially listened to see if she would garble the deliver us from evil, as the demons normally do when they pray through someone who's not sincerely a Christian. But she said the prayer beautifully, clearly, and with a glow on her countenance. At that point, he had some confidence that it truly was a visitor from the great cloud, and so he listened to her. She told him not to protect me from times of symptoms and pain, that he should be patient as timing is very important in his condition and his healing, and that she was also terribly humiliated when certain cleaning functions were done for her, and that he could not see from his perspective what is truly going on with all of the circumstances he and I are suffering. Also, that it was very important for him to have faith that God is faithful to his promises and that her mission in life was very different from his. I think you all remember the messages the Lord has given me about a soul being predestined before birth, that they are shown what their life will be and ask for their consent. Well, Kiara knew from conception what her path in life would be. She was, however, a normal Christian girl until she had a profound conversion when she embraced Jesus forsaken as part of her studying with a group that felt called to that particular devotion. Actually, it's really quite amazing to me that the Catholic Church has allowed different devotions to blossom, all of them examined for doctrinal soundness and approved or disapproved. And as a result, it's really a multicolored family. Each group has their own very special focus they feel called to. You would think an institution like that would not allow for variety, but for some reason they allow, embrace, and approve such things. Well, we are all so different. The Franciscans had their own focus as they served the poor, and they taught simplicity. Mother Teresa had her own focus. St. Francis de Sales had his special focus. I mean, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different callings under one huge umbrella. I was quite shocked when I learned about this. I thought they were very limiting, stodgy, and controlling, that everyone had to be alike. So that was a big surprise for me. Well, my dear heart dwellers, the Lord has shown us three episodes where the great cloud plays a part in an individual's life. And I say, take it or leave it, because I want to do some more research on this and see what the early church and the Desert Fathers had to say about this phenomenon. I, for one, have been very blessed by the events in heaven and events in Chronicles of the Bride that involve the saints, and I just can't find fault with it. I guess one of my biggest witnesses is that there's only one head to the body, and that is Christ. If there were two bodies, one for heaven and one for earth, well, if that were in the scriptures, I would have to reject this idea. But on the contrary, the Lord is clear about being the head, singular. So what are we going to do with all these revelations? Certainly test them. Well, I'm going to receive the good that has come to me from this. And I can't get over how Jesus broke the ice on this one when he appeared with Moses and Elijah, all glorified on Mount Tabor. So clearly he was demonstrating that the great cloud is not the same as a witch calling up the dead. Rather, it is holy conversation and encouragement from those who have gone before. You know, that reminds me of the angel in the garden that came to comfort him. Again, heaven's messenger coming to comfort him. I have to confess that I've already cried to Kiara, please pray for me that the Father will give me more love for his Son, and I will learn how to suffer without complaint as a gift of love to him. And then I thought, you know, I really want to compose a prayer to her. Something like, dear Kiara, you can see now what we cannot see. You know our struggles from what you have observed. Please intercede for us to Father God, that we will come to love and give ourselves completely to him, saying, if he wants it, I want it too. And that we will trust that his grace will truly be sufficient for us. Well, at that point, the Lord broke in for a moment and he said, Claire, these are good thoughts and prayers. Rest assured that your path is different than hers and that I will still do what I have promised you. You've not bitten off more than you can chew. I am very much guiding your requests and petitions. Jesus continued, Heart dwellers, you are to use the same guidelines in the spiritual world with any visitor that you use with me. See to it you are not led astray by demons masquerading as saints and angels, as so many have been. Use your discernment tools and beware of flattery or fear. These are two of the manipulative tools that will most commonly be used to try and mislead you. Test the spirits and see if they are of God. I will be with you in this. And for the rest who do not wish to recognize angels and heavenly visitors, there is no condemnation. That is your choice. And let us preserve the beauty of our relationship together with no guilt whatsoever. But in saying that, there is no detraction from our pure relationship. If you do cultivate this gift of the Spirit, welcoming a heavenly visitor and exercising discerning of spirits, in truth, this is no different than welcoming a friend on earth into your home and discussing your trials together and asking them to intercede before the Father for you. The body is one indeed, under one head. Amen. Amen.